Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Tes. The sugya here starts in Daf Kuf Chesim and Beis and discussing the Dine Yerusha, had a darshan of Sukkim by the Dine Yerusha, particularly this din that the Av comes before has Kedima over the Ach. The Gemara brings the Brice up. So on Kuf Chesim and Beis, the Brisa says that Tanya Sheiru Yizu Av. At the end of the parish, it says, "V'ein Achim Loviv, V'nesatim Es Nachalosei L'Sheiru Akarav Elav Mishpachta V'Yorish Oysa." Sheiru, the Gemara Darshans is the Av, that you give the Nachal to the Av. Lamed She'av Kaidim L'Achin. And that teaches you that the Av comes before the Achin. Yochle Yekaidim L'Ben. You would think that it's Kaidim to the Ben, Tamaloyma Karav Kaidim. So the Gemara explains this a little bit later, that even though it says She'erai all the way at the end of the Pesukim, it says, Emein Achim lo'aviv v'nisatim es nachalosa l'She'erai, so it sounds like Faket, that the Seder is that the Ben comes first. If there's no Ben, then the Ach. If there's no Ach, then the Achi Av. And if there's no Achi Av, then the Av comes. But the Gemara says, that's not Shaykh Bechlal, because it can't be the Achi Av come before the Av. The Achi Av are only related to Kayach the Av. How could they come before the Av? It's not Shaykh such a thing. Elamai, the She'erai is not b'mkoyma k'roi shalei k'sidrin k'sivi. It's not k'seidah when it says when it's san chasas to the She'erai, it doesn't only mean a main lachem la'avit. It's shalei k'sidrin. And the Gemara there is also mavur that you can't just say the Av is k'idim to the achi aviv, but it's not k'idim to the ben or the ach, because then you wouldn't need a pasuk b'chlal. You wouldn't need a pasuk telling you that the Av yarshins. Because of course the Av Yarshins, if the Achiyah Av Yarshins, so Kal V'chaim the Av Yarshins. So you wouldn't need a Pasuk of Sheira telling you the Av Yarshins unless to tell you that the Av Yarshins earlier than either the Ben or the Bas or the Ach. But just to tell you the Yarshins, and the Yarshins earlier than Achiyah Aviv, that's a partial story of Achiyah Aviv Yarshin, Avada Aviv Yarshin, and Avada Aviv Yarshin before Achiyah Aviv, then only coming a Kar of Mikayach the Aviv. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says that Av goes before Ach, but doesn't go before Ben, because there it says a Karev, so Karev Kaidim. Vice says Ben is before Av. And the Gemara discusses, how do you know to put Av before Ach, and not before Ben, and not before Bas? That's what the Gemara discusses, that's the first part of the Gemara. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, which is more Karev, a Ben or an Ach? Because the Gemara says that the Av goes before the Ach, but doesn't go before the Ben because the Karev Kaidim. So how do you know that a Ben is more Karev than Ach? So Mar says a Ben is Kom Tachas Aviv for Yud and for Stei Achuza. So that's how you know that a Ben is more Karev than Ach. But the Gemara says an Ach is also more Karev because the Ach is Kom, is Miyabim. A Ben is not Miyabim. Av is Kom Tachas Achiv L'Yibim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a Karev of the Ach B'chlal. Because klum yesh yibim el b'makim sheish ben, ha b'makim sheish ben, ein yibim. Yibim is only when there's no ben. So for keret, it doesn't say that an ach is more karev than a ben, because the ach does yibim, and a ben does not do yibim. Because the fact that there's no yibim when there is a ben, shows you don't need yibim. Shows that a ben is more karev, it's more kam tachas aviv, that you don't even need yibim. An ach is only kam tachas achiv, when he's miyabim, a ben doesn't even need yibim, so for kait, so a ben is more karev than an ach. Now the Yushanim are bothered, why is the Gemara having a whole shak v'tayu, which is more karev, a ben or an ach, to know if an av is kaidim a ben, or is an av kaidim an ach? A ben is kaidim an ach. That's mefurish in the psukim. The pasuk says, ishki amasu ben ein loy, v'avaritim es achlasi lebitay, v'im ein loy bas, v'nesadim es achlasi lochiv. So you see clearly that the whole din of Ach is dafka when there's no ben and bas. When there's a ben and a bas, there's no din Ach. So if a ben and a bas comes before Ach, how could you say that an Av is only kaidim to ben and not kaidim to Ach? A ben gufa is more kaidim to Ach. How is it shaykh to say if you have an Av and an Ach, the Ach would take precedence over the Av? But when you have an Av and a Ben, the Av would take precedence over the Ben. And when you have a Ben and an Ach, the Ben takes precedence over the Ach. It doesn't make sense. So the Rishbam says that when the Gemara has a Havamina that an Ach is more Karev than a Ben, that means Ein Achinami. Even when you have the Ach and the Ben together, the Ach goes before the Ben. Either Psukim say that im ein lay bas in the sad the masachlosil ach the vice taste, if there was a ben and a bas, you don't give to the ach. So Zakir is mam, but the psukim are shalai kisijing CV. The psukim aren't following the seid. You have to go bas to the seid of karev kaidim. You don't go bas to the seid of the psukim. You change the seid of the psukim to fit with karev kaidim. So in the havimina, that the ach is more karev than the ben, you have to switch around the psukim and say fakat ish kiyamas. And the sad is achlos to laachiv, it may nachim who ben ain leiv avantus achlos to labitay. But that's gufa part of the Gemara Shaila, not just whether if av is before ach or av is before ben. That's not the Shaila. The Ikar Shaila is which is before, the ben or the ach. The av goes before one of them. That's what the din of she'erei to teach you goes before one of them. That's what the Gemara says later. It can't just go before achi aviv because then you wouldn't need a pasuk for that. It goes before one of them. And for Shteitzich, if it's going before one of them and not before both, so obviously it has to go before the one that's later. It takes precedence to the one that the other one precedes it. So if Ben goes before Ach, so the Av could only go before the Ach and not before the Ben. So what's the Havamina that the Av goes before the Ach? The Av goes before the Ben, I mean, and not before the Ach. The Havamina is that the Ach goes before the Ben, the Psukim HaShalei Kisijun. That's the Rishbam words. But the Rishayim don't like it so much. The Rishayim say you can't say that. The Psukim Shalei Kisijun Zog and the Rishayim is Dafka on the Pasuk of She'erei. They say two reasons for that. It's two reasons why Dafka She'erei, when it says, if a main Achim Lov and a Sadim as Nachlasa L'She'erei, which means the Av, there you could say it's Shalei Kisijun, but not the other Psukim. One is because She'erei has a Hechrich. It says, if a main Achim Lov, who Nesadim as Nachlasa L'She'erei, when there's no Achia Av, then you give to the Av. That doesn't make any sense. How could the Achia Av come before the Av? The Achia Av only related Mikayach the Av. Elamai, this pasuk is Shalei Kisijun. So now we're going to have to put it inside the Masnas L'Sheir somewhere else. We're going to have to put it Shalei Kisijun. So maybe we figure out where to put it. You can't put it just before the Achia Av, because what do you need the pasuk for? And you can't put it all the way in the front, because it says a Karev Kainim. So you put it in the middle, ahead of Ach, and behind Ben. But stand to say that the Ben, that the Ach is Kaidim Ben Ashleik Kisijun, there's no Hechich for that. Just because you find, let's say, Bayivim, like the Fidei Gemara's Havamina, that Bayivim Ach is first, that's not a Hechich. Maybe Bayivim it's one way. Lagabe Bayivim Ach is Kaidim. Lagabe Yerusha the Ben is Kaidim. That's not enough of a Hechich to switch around the Psukim. Why? Aviv, you have a hechrich. It's not possible. It's not logical that Aviv should be after Achi Aviv, if the whole Achi Aviv is only related to Mikayach Aviv. So because of that hechrich, you can make it Shalei Kisijun. Mashenkin, to make the other Pesukim Shalei Kisijun, because you find, like the other dinim, that one's a close to Karev, can't do that. That's one time that Rishayim say. Second time that Rishayim say is that Lagabe the drosha of an Asad Nechlas L'Sheira, that's a drosha. It's not Pshut Eshel Mikra. Shuta Shemikra Sheri doesn't necessarily mean Av, it can mean any, it can mean another relative, a more distant relative. That's Shuta Shemikra. Elamai, I have a drasha. Sheri is Aviv. So the drasha, you're going to learn it's like a Sidron. A drasha, you could darshan that Sheri is Aviv, and the Mela wouldn't need the drasha for. Elamai, to tell you the Av is Kaidim, one of the other ones beforehand. But that's because Sheri is a drasha. But you can't go Kenegib Shuta Shemikra. When the pasuk says "Ish ki yamasu ben ein leiv avaydim sachlosu lebitay," the main leiv bas and sadas hasal achiv, it says lahedya, that when there's no son and daughter, that's when you give to the brother. They go and say no, you give to the brother first, and when there's no brother, then you give to the son and daughter. Lahedya from the pshut lahedya kenegad the pshut to shemikra, that you can't do. You can't go kenegad lahedya kenegad the pshut to shemikra. So mele the rishonim don't like the rishbam's pshat that the havin it was that the ach comes before the ben. So Mel, it's right to shrei the kasha. What's the havimina that the av is kaidim to the ach? I mean, what's the havimina menach that the av is kaidim to the ben, and it's not kaidim to the ach when the ben goof is kaidim to the ach? How could the av be kaidim to the ben, and the ach be kaidim to the av when the ben goof is kaidim to the ach? It doesn't stim in cheshbon. So Ramban says a very interesting pshat. He says when there is a ben, when the guy dies and he has a ben, then in that case, the ben is kaidim to the ach, like the pasuk says, that you can't get around. And in that case, if you would also to have an av, the av would be kaidim to both the ben and the ach. That's what it means, the av is kaidim to the ben. And for shteitzich, if the av is kaidim to the ben, the av will be kaidim to the ach as well. But when he doesn't have a ben, when someone dies without any banim, all he has is an ach and an av, in that case, the ach will be kaidim to the av. So the curva changes. A person who has a son, then his closest relative is his father, then his son, then his brother. If he just has a son and a brother, so the son is closer than the brother. If he has a son, a father, and a brother, the father is the closest relative, the father is closer to the son, and the son is closer than the brother. But someone who has no son, then his closest relative is not his father, then his closest relative is his brother. Ashverishvar, he says, Aksas Tam, because when he has no son, then there's a matziv of Yibum. Whenever there's a matziv of Yibum, his brother is his closest relative. When he has a son, so there's no matziv of Yibum, then the brother's not a close relative. Then the son is closer than the brother, and the father is closer than the son. But when there is a matziv of Yibum, then the brother is a close relative, and the brother's even closer than the father. As I've learned Ban Zagan, Ashverishvar, the Rishonim don't like it. The Rishonim say a different pshat. It's not the pshat that the Gemara to have him in a, that the father should be closer than the brother and not closer than the son. Menach the other way. Not the pshat the Gemara to have him in, I mean that the father is closer than the son and not closer to the brother. It's not shaykh, because the son gufa comes before the brother. So it can't be the father comes before the son and not before the brother. The ik of the Gemara was bothered was, if we can't establish independently that the son is a closer relative than the brother, so then it's impossible to say that the father, al she'eroi, becomes closer than the brother, is daicha the brother, but not the son, because karev kaidim. If the son and the brother are the same level of kurva, so then it can't be that the father takes precedence over the brother, not over the son. How could that be? They're both the same level. Behechik, you're either going to have to say that yidrasha of a karev kaidim is wrong, and the father takes precedence over both of them, or you're going to have to say the whole Rosh of Sheira is wrong, and the father takes precedence of neither of them. But to make a drasha that Sheira teaches you it's more karev than the brother, and a karev kaidim teaches you it's not more karev than the son, when the brother and the son are exactly the same kurva, that's not shaykh. That doesn't shtim. So that's when the Gemara says, how could you tell me that the son is a closer karev? Because it's come to act of liyin and stay achuza, the brother has also a closer kurva. It's come to act of liyibim. So each one has a mile nechsarin. So each one's exactly the same. So it's not shaykh the drasha that the father takes precedence over the brother and doesn't take precedence over the son. Not the pshat that the Gemara wanted that should be fakert. The father should take precedence over the son and not over the brother. That's not shaykh. The son goof is taking precedence over the brother. How could the father be more karev than the son and not more karev than the brother? But the word is that since in kurva, the ben and the ach are the same, so you can't have this drosh of a karev kaidim telling you that it's kaidim to the ach and not kaidim to the ben. Since the ben and the ach are exactly equal, so it'd have to be kaidim to both of them. Or if you don't want it to be kaidim to both of them, because Sheira can't push it all the way up front, so then behechik you're going to have to say that the whole drosh of Sheira doesn't shtim and it can't take precedence to either of them. That's what the Rishayim learned in the Gemara. Now, we mentioned the Gemara that said that it's impossible to say that the Achi Ha'av are kaidim to the Av, because the whole Achi Ha'av only get the Yerusha from the Av. So, Mamela, how can the Achi Ha'av come before the Av? That's what we mentioned the Gemara. So, the Rashi has a kasha in this Gemara. So, why do we have a Havamina that the Achim come before the Av? The Gemara says, without this extra drosh of She'erai, which tells you that the Av is Yerush, and the fact that you can't say that it's Yerush after the Achen, because otherwise you wouldn't need a Pasuk. Elamai Sheira, it's Yerush before the Achen. But vices without the extra Pasuk of Sheira, we would say the Achen are Yerush before the Av. That if someone dies, his brothers get the Yerusha before his father. And only when he doesn't have brothers, that's when the father would get the Yerusha. So Fekter Ashba, the brothers also only get the Yerusha from the father. They get it al Smishmush. We discussed this in the previous year. We'll discuss it again a little bit. And the Rashi was naming on with the Klaikat al Kaponim in his Kasha. that the Yisayin, how do the brothers get the Yerusha? Because really the father gets the Yerusha, and if there is no father, the father's dead, so the Yerusha goes back down to his Yarshim, to his sons, which are the brothers. That's how the brother Yarshins. Also Mishmush from the father. So if the whole din that the brothers get the Yerusha is through Mishmush, that when someone dies and he doesn't have sons, and he has a father, so the father's Yerush Bekever, and then it goes down, back down, to the father's Yerushim, which is his brother's. So how's it shaykh the brother should come before the father? The whole Yerusha the brothers are getting is from the father, else Mishmush won't be the Havman of the Gemara that the brothers could come before the father. So even the Rashba Teretz, the Eishleim, the Achen Vadei Tzrichikra, that a Vadei need a Pasuk for the brothers. The Eloi Havman of the Inu Kaivim Shin the Krivli Tvei Me'avshkein Ha'ach Kaitachas of Achav Le'yibah. Says Lamaisa, the brothers have a closer curve than the father, because a brother could make Yibam on a brother, and a father can't make Yibam on a son. If a son dies, he doesn't have brothers, even if he has a father, the father can't marry his wife to be Miyabim. Vaisa, his brothers are closer curve than a father. So without a pasuk, you would say that the brothers come first in the Yusha from the father. The brothers are the ones that Yarsh, not the father. A father's brother can't be a closer karev than a father. How could a father's brother and uncle be closer than a father? It's one step removed. It's a father's brother. This is the father alein. So I'm glad that the father would come before the father's brother. Mashenkin, his own brother and his father. His own brother is his own relative. And Mamela, that has Yibam. The father doesn't have Yibam. Vice says the brother's a closer relative than a father. So the chayah, what he means is that on the tzan, that the Ach came first, Avada, the Yerusha of the Ach would have to be Yerusha without Mishmush. And we would say that Fakert, it's not the father that Yashins and gives it over to his son, it's the brothers that Yashin, the brothers Yashin direct, they get the Yerusha out staying in a curva. So Mechanan asks a kasha like this, if the Havman are held that way, if the Havman of the Gemara without the Pasuk of She'erai, with Neman with a Clarkite, that the brothers Yashin direct, Vaharaya, it can't be that the Yashin through Mishmash. Because if the Yashin through Mishmash, then I've added that means the Av comes first. Because the Av is Yashining directly. Elamai, the Havimina, that the brothers come before the father, that Havimina Avada has to them on the brothers Yashin direct. So what's the Pshat? We said before, it's a big Machlaikis Rishainim, it's a Machlaikis Apaiskim, it's a Machlaikis Achrainim. It's a big Machlaikis if brothers Yashin direct or brothers Yashin through Mishmash. So there's a direct line of Yerusha from one brother to another brother. Well, the only way a brother Yarshins is, it goes up to the father Yarshins, and then he's Meirushit to the son. We spoke about in the previous year, we spoke about Nafkaminas. Kamina Afkamina La Alacha, if it's a direct Yusha, maybe then it could be Manchel, he could decide which brother should Yarshin, as opposed if it's indirect. Or if it's a direct Yusha, they won't have to pay the father's Chavis, it won't be part of the father's Yusha that'd be Meshubit for the father's Chavis. Mashengen of Yisru Mishmash could be to have to pay the father's chavis. We spoke about this in the previous year. But Frank Yobelchanan, if you see that the Gemara and the Havamin of the Ach comes before the Av, so in the Havamin and Savanna direct Yerusha, so just because you have a Pasuk of She'erai telling you that the father Yarshins before the brother, that tells you that the brothers don't Yarshin direct. That tells you that the Yarshin direct Mishmash, how would the Pasuk tell you that? If it wouldn't be for the Pasuk, the father Yashins and the father comes before the brothers, you would say, I've added the brothers Yashin direct. So now that there's a Pasuk saying that the father Yashins and comes before the brothers, where does that teach you that the brothers only Yashin derech Mishmash? Has I fact Yabachanan? Has I Yabachanan Bashit? Because Hagufa, once the father takes precedence over the son, so it's never shy for a brother to Yashin directly. That's Gufa the Pshan and the Rishonim that say, in the Paiskin that say that the son Yarshin is Derech Mishmash. Because it's impossible for a brother to Yarshin his brother directly, because his father comes before him. When Reuven dies without sons, and Yaakov's already dead, you have Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without sons, and Yaakov's already dead, but it doesn't matter, because Yaakov comes before Shimon. Yaakov is Yerush before Shimon. So even though Yaakov is dead, Yaakov is still Yerush before Shimon. So how would Shimon be Yerush directly? The father is always before him. Elamai, it has to go through Mishmush. And it goes up to the father. Now it's by Yaakov. And now Yaakov has a son. The son is Kaidim Lechol Davar. So that's how it gets to Shimon, by going up to Yaakov and back down to Shimon. but it can't go to Shimon directly because Yaakov would always take precedence over Shimon. And Memazin, that's what the Ksais in Simon Reishin and Gimel, he asks us for a kasha. He doesn't understand how anyone could say that Achim Yaakov directly, but the Av is Kaidim to the Achim. So if the Av is Kaidim to the Achim, there cannot be a Din Yerusha direct because the Av will always take precedence over that. Is a Mela, practically speaking, the Achim will only be able to Yerushin Ayidei Mishmush. So that's why when you have this pasuk that the Av is Kaidim Lachin, in that pasuk state that Achim can't Yerushin direct because the Av will always take precedence, and that's where the Yerushin Ayidei Mishmush. That's like Yerushin. So now the Shailus Makeh. So what's Pshat in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Peskim that hold that the Achim do Yerushin direct? The Av is always Kaidim to the Achim. So I spoke about this Mamish Bekitz in the early Yeshia. I'll say it over again, though. Pashas you can answer, Pshul Zofsky says you could possibly answer, that this din, that the Av is Kaidim La'achin, is Dafka when he's alive. This din that the Torah says, tells the Mech, the Av is Kaidim to Achin, means that when Av is alive, then he gets the Yerusha before the Achin. But when the Av is dead, and the question is a question of Mishmush, then there's no such din as Av Kaidim La'achin, then the Achin come before the Av. A live Ach comes before a dead Av. But it's not so bashit, because you do find in Ilchus Mishmush that usually when a Yerush has precedence, even if he's dead, his Yerushim have precedence over the live Yerushim, the Mashal. A Ben has precedence over an Ach. When someone dies, he has a son and he has a brother, the son Yerush is not the brother. Let's say that the son is dead, and the son has children. So he has grandchildren and a brother. The halacha is that the grandchildren come before the brother. Now, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah that the grandchildren come before the brother. It says, Ishkiyam asu ben ein loy, v'vartim asnach lasu lebitai, v'mein loy bas, v'sad l'chazal l'achav. It says if he doesn't have a son and a daughter, then he gets to the brother. He doesn't have a son and a daughter. His son is dead. Me'echateis that the grandchildren get before. So the Gemara learns that from Ein Loi, Ayin Olav, that Ayin Olav is Mishmush. And that's not called Ben Ein Loi. So you see clearly that the Ben, not only the Ben comes before the Ach, but any Ayin Olav, any Mishmush of the Ben comes before the Ach. And we'll see all this as the parrot goes on. But still, you could say, that's Dafka the Din, the Ben is Kaidim Lach. When it says the Ben is Kaidim Lach, who would then any Ayin Olav, any Mishmush of the Ben is Kaidim Lach? Mashenka, when you have a din that the Av is Kaidim La'ach, there it's Dafka the Av alone, he's Kaidim La'ach. But if the Av is not alive in Yarshin, the Mishmash of the Av, that's not necessarily going to be Kaidim La'ach. So this could be a good Svaris HaMachloikis if the Pshat is an Acham HaYerush HaYedei Mishmash or Acham HaYerush direct, that's good for the Shaila. When you have the Pasuk saying the Av takes precedence to the Ach, does that automatically mean that the Av will always take precedence and Mela it's not Shayach a direct Yerusha because the Av will always take precedence and Mela now, from now on, you're going to have to say the Achim Yarsha de Mishmash like the Ksais Svara and Simakuf Nengimel? Or no, could you say a Svara that the Av, only when the Av is alive, he takes precedence, but when the Av is Bekev, he doesn't take precedence and Mela the Ach could Yarshan directly? Now the Imei Meisha and Simon Laman Ches, Aishir Aleph, asked that Taisus is Mavur now like this Svara that we said. And the Achreinim want to learn in Taisus also the Achim Yarshin directly, and the Mele you're going to have this problem. Because Taisus asked the Kasha, the Gemara asked the Kasha, you would say that the Av is Kaidim to the Achim the Ben? It's only because of the Pasuk, a Karev Kaidim, that teaches you that the Av is only Kaidim to the Ach, it's not Kaidim to the Ben. As I state in the Gemara. I says without the pasuk of a karev kaidim, if you just have the pasuk of she'erei and you know it's like a sidron, we would push she'erei all the way to the front. The av is first. So fekta is a kasha. If you're going to tell me that the av comes before the ben and the ach, so how will you ever be able to get a yerusha of a ben if the av always comes before the ben? So you'll never have a yerusha of a ben. Because the Av will always come before the Ben. The Av is not alive, so fine. The Av, the Kev will become before the Ben. And the Av, then the male, the grandfather will get before. And the great-grandfather will get before. And the Yerush will have to go all the way up to Yaakov Avinu. And then Gans Klal Yisrael will have to be Yerush. So how could you say that you need a Pasuk to tell me that the Av is not Kaidim the Ben if the Aval be kaidin le ben, they'll never be a rishis ben, because the Aval always become before the ben, and every single rishis will have to go all the way up to Yaakov Avinu, and Gan's kai so will yashin everything. So the chayra, thus alone the Torah gave the din Yerusha's ben, in them state of ben is before Nav. As I fact, Taisus Akasha, Taisus the Ramaskul Yachov, the second Yachov, Ankav Chesim and Beis. Taisus says two terutzim. One terutz is Einachinami. Anytime someone will die, his Yerusha will be split up among the Gans Kai Yisrael. So what does it mean, Yerusha's ben? For a ger. A ger will have a din of Yerusha's ben. He doesn't have a father. He only has a son. A ger will have a din of Yerusha's ben. And when would you have Achi Aviv? By a ben benai shel ger. He doesn't have any ancestry. Only three generations. And Mamela vel yarshin. And Mamela, that you'd have to set sign the pasuk in that case. What Taisa says, that you learn out from the pasuk that says, v'loisisev nachla, that normally a nachla doesn't go from one shevet to another shevet, in them state, that it doesn't go all the way up to Yaakov Avinu. That pasuk will tell you that it can't be mamashmish when you have a ben, the ben will go and tell you not to be mamashmish it up, because otherwise the nachla will end up by another shevet. Zagdim Yemayshi Yisim HaFurish in Taisus, that Numal, when it says that an Av is kaidim to a ben, that means even an Av bekever is kaidim to a ben. Ad kedei kach, the Taisus says, if the Av will be kaidim to a ben, the only time you'll have a Yerusha's ben is by a ger, or only because you have a bezunder exeris akasav here, because it says that the Nachla can't go from one shevet to another shevet. So Oibazai, halacha l'maisa, an Av is not kaidim to a ben, so you don't have this problem. But an Av is kaidim to an Ach. And you have no Xeris Akasav telling you that the Ach comes before the Av, you wouldn't say Mishmush. So the Chayat Taisus Mefurish holds not like this Svarah. Taisus holds that when the Pasuk teaches you that an Av is kaidim to an Ach, that means even when the Av is Bekever, it's kaidim to an Ach. So Oy Bezay, they have rise from other parts of Taisus, from the earlier Taisus on Kav Chesim and Aleph, and Taisus on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and other Taisim, which are mashman and Achim Yarshin direct, how's that Shaykh? If Taisus clearly holds that when you find the Yerush has precedence over another Yerush, even Bekevi has precedence, so Behechuk there has to be Mishmush. You see, Taisus doesn't hold it as Svara that precedence only means when he's alive he has precedence, but Bekevi doesn't have precedence. Otherwise, Taisus all Kasha is in Shver. What's the Kasha? The Av is Kaidim Leben. That's only when he's alive. When he's not alive, it's not going to be Mamashmish. Elamai. When it says that Av is Kaidin Leben, that means even for Mishmush, unless you have a Bezunder Gilui. So now that Halacha Lamais that the Av is Kaidin Lach, Avad that would mean even for Mishmush. So the Chaira, how does it stim with what the Rabbi Kivega, the Marsha, Neman, and Taisus, that Taisus holds that the Achim Yashin direct? So Zakti Meimashin Nachas Svarah. Shmuzaski also brings down the Svarah. Avad, if there'll be an Afkamin in the Yerusha, if it goes to the Av and then goes to his Yarshim, which are other Yarshim, then if it would go directly to the Ach, then the halacha would be as the Av would take precedence and it wouldn't go to the Ach, it would go to the Av's Yarshim. But the whole din mishmush is in order to get it to the Av's Yarshim. If there's a direct route which is taking you the same place as the mishmush route will take you, then the halacha is you don't have to go through the mishmush route. When there's a stira, when if it would go the mishmash route, it will end up one place, and if it would go the direct route, it will end up another place. So then, since the Av is kaidim the Ach, so the Av will take the Yerusha away from the Ach and bring it somewhere else. But if the pshat that the Av, what will the Av do with the Yerusha? He'll give it right to the Ach. And when the Torah says that the Yerusha goes to the Ach, the Torah doesn't mean through mishmash. The Torah means directly. Whenever the Yerusha could get there directly, then it won't go through Mishmush. So if there's any anafkiminis, like we said, like paying up the father's chayvis or anchala, whatever it is, you'd have the direct Yerusha. So it's not a kashif on Taisus. If the Av would have presence over a ben, so the Av's not giving it directly back to the ben. The Av's bringing it all the way up to Yaakov Avinu and giving it to the Gan's Kali. So that Yerusha would win over the Yerusha of the ben. But when the Av is against the Ach, the ben wins against the Av. The Av wins against the Ach. So what should happen? Someone dies, he doesn't have a ben. He has an Av bekever, he has an Ach. So the question is, should the Av get it bekever and give it to the Ach, or should it go to the Ach direct? in a case where it's anyway going to get to the Ach direct, in that case, there's no din it should go through Mishmush. The whole Mishmush is dafka to give it to the Ach. It's anyway going to the Ach. That's why you don't have Mishmush. That's Zimri Meisha Svara. So that's the Machloikis. If the Ach goes directly through Mishmush, the Svara that it goes through Mishmush is the Ksaisis Svara because the Av is Kaidim Le'ach. So the Av is going to get it. And then the Hechach, it has to go through Mishmush. It can't go direct because the Av will shter. And the Svara the other way is not the Pshad that the Av Bekever doesn't have presence over the Ach. He would. But since all what the Av Bekever is going to do with it is give it to the Ach, and the Ach get it directly, but Chai Gan that doesn't go to the Ach, Afuchim Echor Salamali goes directly to the Ach. That's the Imei Meishu Svara in the Din Mishmash. Now let's see another Nekuda. The Gemara here says, on Kuftesim and Aleph, Emei Sheir Zeh Av Malam and Chav Kaidim Lebas, Yochli Akin Leben Tam Leima Karev Karev Kaidim. Why do you say that the Av is before the Ach? But after the Ben and Bas, maybe Sheire teaches you, since Sheire is like Kisidron, Sheire teaches that the Av is also before the Bas. And the only thing that the Av is not before is the Ben. Hakarev Karev Kaidim teaches you that the Av, it doesn't take precedence to the Ben, but it does take precedence to the Bas. So the Gemara answers, Kevin Linyan Yibum Benu Bas Ke Adadi Ninu, Linyan Achlanami Benu Bas Ke Adadi Ninu. Since Lagabe Yibum, the whole point that was saying how we know that a ben is more karev than an ach is because klum yeshiv melamakim she'ein ben hayesh ben ein yibum. That the fact that when there is a ben, that makes that there's no yibum shows that the ben has a closer relationship than an ach. So a bas also, if there's a bas, there's no yibum. So a bas also has that same maila that the bas prevents the yibum. So that shows that the bas has the same karev as the ben. So you can't say that she'erai should make it before the Bas, but a Karev Kaidim should make it that it can't come before the Ben, because Ben and Bas is exactly the same. So the Rishonim discuss, how do we know that a Bas, that when there's a Bas, there's no Yibum? L'maisa the Pasuk says, who Ben ain't loy. How do you know that a Bas also? Why don't we say that a Bas is not as Karev as a Ben? When Ben ain't loy, then there's Yibum, that means when there is a Ben, there's no Yibum. But if there's no Ben, maybe a Bas also won't make it that there shouldn't be Yibum. The Maisa says Ben. So the Rishbam says, because since it says Ben ain't like Ayin Olav, the Ayin Olav, the Josh of Ayin Olav tells you that a Bas pathes from Yibum. The Taisus asks the Kasha, the Gemara says in Yivamas and Afcha of Bezim and Bez, that if someone has a Ben that's a Mamzer, a Ben that's Pasul, the Maisa pathes from Yibum. He's not Zekik Yibum, even though he has a Ben that's a Mamzer. The Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe a Ben Mamzer is not considered a Ben. So the Gemara says, because Ayin Olav. So if you need Ayin Olav to be Marba Mamzer, how could you use Ayin Olav to be Marba Bas? So Taisa says, Shkulin in Vivur Shneim. Each one has a mile and a chesaron. A Bas has a mile that she's a Tipuk Sheir, has a chesaron that she's in the Keva. A Ben has a mile. A Mamzer is a mile as a Zach, has a chesaron that's a Tipuk Psula. They each have a mile and a chesaron. You don't know which one to yimarbe, so yimarbe both. Shkul name v'yavayu shnehem. That's one teres taisa says. Another teres taisa says, and a lot of Rishonim bring this as a drasha, that you don't know bas from ayin olav. You know bas because it says, lo yimach shmei b'yisroel. That yibam is that his name shouldn't be erased. If he has a bas, his name's not erased. That's not called the shmei yizmachli. If al kapanim he has a bas, the ma'isi has a child. So Taisa says, Mamzer needs an extra pasuk of Ayin Olav, because Mamzer, maybe that's called Yimach HaShmai. He doesn't have any Zerah Kasher, so that's called the Shmai Yizmacher. You need a pasuk of Ayin Olav to teach you Mamzer. Now Shane came Bas, that you know, because it says Le Yimach HaShmai, and anyone that is Shmai is not Machli does not have Yibum, and Mamela Avad, if he has a Bas, it's not called that the Shmai is Machli. Kamri Shainim say this Pshat. Since you said, the Rishonim here ask a kash on the Rishbam. The Rishbam says that you learn it from Ayin Olav, that a bas is like a gliibum. Tainin the Rishonim, Ayin Olav always means something that comes from this ben. Lamashal. The din of Ayin Olav that you have here by Nachla, and you also have this din by Yibum, you also have this din by Zera Einla, by Truma, that the children of the ben, even if the ben is no longer alive, but if the ben left over children, that's Ayin Olav. Ayin Olav means you have a ben. You're saying the ben is not here, but Ayin Olav, look more to see if the ben is here through its children. Through his children. But Ayin Olav doesn't tell you What's the qualification for be the ben? Ayin Lov tells you the qualification of the ben still exists, because the ben has children, that's Ayin Lov. But what's the qualification to be a ben? That Ayin Lov doesn't work. I don't fully understand this kasha, because the Gemara in Yevamos uses Ayin Lov to tell you the ben pasul. If the Gemara could say that a ben pasul, a mamzer, is married because of Ayin Lov, why can't you say a bas also is married because of Ayin Lov? You see that Ayin Lov tells you the qualifications of the Etzim Ben, not just if the Ben's not here but leftover children. But the Ramban in Yevamos says a very interesting shad. He says it's from the Bahag. He brings the Bahag that says that without Ayin Lov you would say Ben Veloy Bas, just like Ben Sari Mer, we say Ben Veloy Bas. But now that it says Ayin Lov, that teaches you anything which is Shmei Zera, that he says. And he brings the pasuk, the Gemara says, L'gabi Zera Ein Lo, that you'd only know Zera. What about Zera Zara? Zera Zara, tell you learn that from Ayin Lov. So he asks the same kasha, how can Ayin Lov tell you a bas? Ayin Lov only tells you in the ben itself that it's still considered the ben's alive if the ben has children. So he says, the teretz is, this is the pshat. Ayin Lov tells you ben a ben and bas a ben. That any time the ben has any progeny, the ben is still considered alive. And from there we have a kal v'chaymer. Madach if the ben is no longer alive, but the ben has a bas. That's good enough to be considered that it patis from Yibum. So koshkein, if the mace himself had a bas, koshkein from a bas a ben. If you see even a ben and a bas a ben, that you learn that from Ayin Lov, that the ben is still considered around if it has either a ben or a bas. So kal v'chaymer, if the mace has a bas, kal v'chaymer, the bas alein from the bas a ben. That's what the Ramban says in Yevamos. The Ritvos in Yevamos says that way. So you're learning out bas from Ayin Lov, but not directly, because he goes with this yisayid. Ayin Lov can't tell you a qualification in the etzim ben. Ayin Lov could just tell you that the ben's still alive if the ben has children. But since Ayin Lov includes any child the ben has, Saya ben and Saya bas, so now you see koshkein if the mace has a bas, koshkein if the mace has had a ben and the ben left over a bas. Now the Rajman Yivam is tain is what's the hechrich? You see by Yerusha itself that there's no such kal v'chaymer. Because if somebody has a son and a daughter, the son is Yerush and the daughter is not Yerush anything. A bas doesn't get any Yerusha Malakim the ben. But if somebody had two sons, and one of the sons is no longer alive, but that son has a daughter, so the dead son's daughter yarshins half. She yarshins half together with her uncle. So you see that it's not a kal v'chaymer. You see that your dead son's daughter could be better than your daughter. Someone's daughter doesn't yarshin with his other son. But someone who had a son who died, and that son left the daughter, the son's daughter, the dead son's daughter does yashin with the other son. So you see, there's no such kal v'chaymer. So, but even more so, could be you need nafka a ben. If you had a ben, and the ben died, and the ben left a bas, that's good enough. But if all you had was a bas, that wouldn't be good enough. So the kal v'chaymer is not a good kal v'chaymer. So that's why the Rashba says, like the Rishbam, Ayin Lov is a direct drasha for bas. The Rishonim, they seem to have that in the Sifri, that Ayin Lov is a drasha for bas. You don't have that in Sifri. I saw in the notes in the Aris of Rabbi Yaffin, the Chevin Rosh Hashiva, on the Ridva, on the Ma'aseh of Kuk Ridva, Rabbi Yaffin writes a Pashat Teretz that the Ramban can answer on the Rajab's Kasha. The Ramban had said that the way you know that Bas, Patis from Yibim is, Bibalt Ayin Alav teaches you, that Ayin on the Ben, if the Ben died and left a child, either a Ben or a Bas a Ben. Said also Patis from Yibim. So if even a basa ben patas rim koshkein, the basa de mace patas rim. That's what the Ramban said. Fek the Rashba. You see, by nachla, a basa ben is better than a bas. Because a bas b'malkim ben doesn't yarshin. But a basa ben b'malkim ben does yarshin. So tain et rabayin yafin, it's not a kasha. Avada, you can't say that a granddaughter, a basa ben, is better than a daughter. If a daughter is not karev enough, so koshkein, a granddaughter, a basa ben, is certainly not karev enough. And if you see a granddaughter kabata from Yibam, avada, that means a daughter kabata from Yibam. But by Yerusha, it's not the pshat that the granddaughter is more karev than the daughter. The pshat is the granddaughter is not yarshining him. Who is yarshining him? His sons. When he has a son and a daughter, only the son yarshins. The daughter doesn't yarshin. when he has two sons, the two sons Yarshin. If one of them is not alive, he still Yarshins. That's a din of mishmash. Even when you're not alive, you get Yarshin. He Yarshin to bring it to your Yarshin. So both sons Yarshin, and then Mimela, the dead son, his Yarshin Yarshin. Who's his Yarshin? He only has one daughter. So his daughter Yarshins. So B'negeya Yibum Avadi, you could make such a Kalvachimer. If having a live granddaughter, Pat is from Yibum, you learn that from Ayin Olav, that if the Ben died and left over a child, Ayin Olav tells you that alive either grandson or granddaughter Pat is from Yibum, so Kalshkin, a live daughter Pat is from Yibum. But by Yerusha, it's not pshat that a granddaughter is better than a daughter, a Basa Ben is better than a Bas. The pshat is the Basa Ben's not Yarshining him, Mechlal. The two Banim are Yarshining. One of them's dead. You could Yarshim when you're dead. That's a din of Mishmush. And then it goes to your Yarshim, and his Yarshim happened to be your daughter. So what's the pshat in the Rajma? He says, Mamash B'derech Ulai, he writes this, he wasn't holding in the Sugya of Yerusha. He says, it sounds like the Rajba holds that Mishmash has to be related to the Meis Alein. Mishmash is somehow getting the Yerusha from the Meis straight to the granddaughter. So Meili, you could bring a Raya that a granddaughter, if she's a son's daughter, a Basa Ben, is better than a daughter. He says, V'dayin Tzarech Talmud, we'll have to see, B'hemshech, if there's a big Yusayt of Mishmash in this Rajba, that the Rajba is not nevi on, that Mishmash is Stam, that the Ben Yarshin straight, and the Mamela his Yarshin Yarshin. But Mishmash has to go to as some sort of Yerusha from the Meis Alein, the Tzarechim Vizet. Al-Kopanim, we have three Pshatim in the Rishayim. How do you know that a Bas Pat is from Yibun? The Rishbam says, Ayin Olav. Taisus brings another Pshat Stam because it says, Lo Yimachah Shmai, and a Bas is definitely not considered Shmai Machli. And we have the third Pshat there in Ban's Cheshmin, that Ayin Olav just teaches you that the Ben is still considered alive through his children. But once you see that the Basa Ben Pat is a Kolshkin, the Bas Pat is Etzer Ban and Yavamis. Now, one Ksasara, and the Gemara says that since Legabe Yibum, the Ben of Basis Keadadi, Legabe Yerusha, also the Ben of Basis Keadadi, so if the Mamish Keadadi, how do we understand that the Ben comes before the Bas? If the curve is a Zelba curva, Akedekach, the Gemara is saying that She'erai can't go and say that it's more karev than the bas, and a karev kredim says it's not karev than the ben, because the ben and bas are mamrish the same, because you see when you even the mamrish the same. So what's the pshat the ben is more karev than the bas? What's the pshat that the bas is not yerush makam the ben? So as you say from Shmuel Zavsky, it's in Zichron Shmuel, Simon Samach Beis, Ois Beis, that he says it's not the pshat that the son is considered more of a karev than the daughter. That's not the vart. The word is a naya din in Yerusha that's charim ha-kaivim l'nekevus. Not because they're more karev. There's two dinim in Yerusha. There's a din by Yerusha that the karev kaidim. And there's a tzveid din by Yerusha that b'makam scharim nekevus of equal kurva don't yarshin. Tzveid dinim. He's medayik that way from the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Nachlis, Perik Aleph Alach Aleph, Say the Nachlis Kachi Misha Meis Yeshu Bana Veim Kaidim Lekov as Chayim Kaidim Lekevis B'chol Makam Ein Lekeve Mazachi Yerusha. Now this is not a din mitzad the kurva. It's not a din that a zach is Kaidim Lekeve in Yerusha. That's what he wants to tighten. So Mel the Gemara could say that Be'emison Alts a kurv Kaidim. You can't say the Av is Kaidim to the Bas and not Kaidim to the Ben. Alts kurva Ben and Bas are exactly the same thing. And now one last Gemara, one last Nakuda here. The Gemara in Amid Beis asks the Kasha, "Mimayin the Sheir is the Av the Siv Sheir Avichu, Eim the Sheir is Eim the Siv Sheir Imchehi." Why do you say Sheir is Dafka the Av? Only Av is Yerush, because Sheir means Av, because Sheir Avicha. Maybe Sheir also means Eim, because it says the same pasuk Sheir Imchehi. And the Gemara answers, "Amar Rava Amar Kami Mishpach Tevi Arushaisa." It says the Lord Mishpacha Mishpach Tevi Arushaisa. And there's a din, Mishpachas Av Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Ein a Kuri Mishpacha. The Ksiv Mishpachaisim Levesa Vaisam. Mishpachaisim Levesa Vaisam teaches you that the word Mishpacha, Mishpacha could only be Av, it can't be Eim. So Mela Sheri can't be Eim because Mishpachas Eim is not Kuri Mishpacha. Now there is a Shiloh which will Be'ez Hashem speak about in subsequent Shurim. If Mishpachas Eim is not considered Mishpacha, why is the son Yarshin his mother? Why is there a problem in Mishpachas Eim and Kriya Mishpacha to say that the son can't Yarshin the mother? If you see the son can Yarshin the mother, Zerai Mishpachas Eim is called Mishpacha. We'll see Beis Hashem in subsequent Shurim about that. On the violin, the Gemara in a Havimina, that She'erai means Eim also. And Shaila, so what's the halacha? Lefila havim, without the din of mishpacha, se'im and kuyim mishpacha, the aim is also yairish. So what does that mean? Someone dies, he has both parents, the father and mother. What's the din? So the Rishbam says, v'nelef mikan, the bain aviv, bain ima yarshin, I say. Both the father and the mother yarshin. The Pashas Mashmai says that the chalik the Yerusha. That's it then, the father and mother together, bain aviv, bain ima yarshin, I say. Then the shayla is, Shmuel Zaski shtel zuchan the shayla. If you're going to say the mother's yarshin is just like the father, so how does that work with Mishmush? If the father and mother are no longer alive and he doesn't have sons, the Pasuk says you give it to Achei Aviv. And then if they're not around, you give it to their sons, to his cousins, v'chuli. And that's how Mishmush works. If there's anybody, it goes up to his grandfather. If there's anyone down that's a descendant of his grandfather still alive, fine. If not, it goes to the great-grandfather, v'chuli. But now the mother's also involved. So how would the Mishmush work? Would half the Yerusha go to the Krevei Aim? I mean, the Pasuk says the main like Achim and Asatis Nachlasi La'achei Aviv, that it goes to the Achei Aviv. It doesn't say anything about the Achei Imai. So there's a Sefer called Renan LeBeiker, a late Achron, before the Milchama, but a late Achron, Renan LeBeiker. He's bothered with the Shaila, he's bothered with other Shaila sources. So he wants to say that even the Havmina knew that Mishpachas Av Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Amen Kuri Mishpacha. The Havmina also knew that. But like we said before, we spoke in the previous share like this. What if there never was a Mishpacha Sa'av? What if you have a case of Eved V'akam Abba Bas Yisrael, doesn't have an Av, there is no Mishpacha Sa'av. There was a Gemara in Bechairis that we spoke about, the Gemara in Bechairis, the Afchafei, that says that if you have a woman that's a Bas Levi, she has a son, the son is Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen. Because the son's not considered a Levi because the father's a Yisrael. Mashenkin, if a woman's a Bas Levi and she has a child from a guy, so there you have no Av. So there the Gemara says, Ibnas Pater from Binyan Aben. In that case, the Ben is considered a Levi, Binigay, the Ptur of Binyan Aben. Because since there is no Av, so mainly he gets the Din Leviyah from his mother. So that Gemara is Mashma. That when there is no Mishpachas Av, Mishpachas Aim is considered a Mishpacha. We spoke about in the previous year, Pshaim holds that the way. Pshaim holds that Mishpacha is Dicha, only the Av. The mother there, the Pshat, the son gets a Din Levi, not Mitzad Mishpacha. He gets a Din Levi that doesn't come Mikayach Mishpacha. It's not a Din Levi that has no Shaykhus to Mishpacha. So when there is a Mishpachas Av, so the Mishpachas Av is Mafkir, the Din Levi can get from the mother, because he goes bus in the Mishpacha of the Av. When there's no Av, he could get a Din Levi from the mother, which is no Shachas to Mishpacha. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel Teir. But other Achrayim understand from the Gemara we mentioned, Reb Elchanan, that the Pshat is that when there is no Mishpachas Av, then the Mishpacha same could be called a Mishpacha. So that's what the Gemara's Kash is. The Gemara's Shail is, it's Sheiri, maybe means aim. In the case that there is no Av. When there is no Av, so then there's no problem with Mishpachas Aim and Kriyim Mishpacha, because when there is no Av, the Mishpachas Aim is called the Mishpacha. So in that case, we should say that the mother should Yarshin. But like we said, the Maskon of the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yudalim is that even in that case, the mother doesn't Yarshin. So the Gemara's Kasha was, maybe in that case, the mother should Yarshin. We should Darshin She'erei means Aim, and the mother should Yarshin in a case where there is no Mishpachas Av, so male the Mishpachas Aim could be called the Mishpacha. And on that, the Gemara answers, the Baltit says, She'eroi together with Mishpachtai, V'nasat Mishachlas L'She'eroi, HaKarif Elav Mi Mishpachtai, She'eroi is a She'eroi Mi Mishpachtai, and Mishpacha's name is not called Mishpacha, in them state She'eroi B'chol doesn't mean name. So even Ba'ifin, that the aim could be called a Mishpacha, but since normally the aim is not called the Mishpacha, so the She'eri of the Pasuk is not going on aim, the She'eri of the Pasuk is going on Av, because that's the Gvein Lecha Mishpacha. That's the case. Normally only Mishpacha's Av is called Mishpacha. So Mela, we don't have the Pasuk telling you aim. So that's why the aim doesn't Yashin. Not because the aim doesn't Yashin when there is no Mishpacha's Av. Not because in that case also Mishpacha's Aim could be Mishpacha. In that case Mishpacha's Aim could be called Mishpacha. But She'eri is said together with the word Mishpachtai. So the Torah is Megala, the She'eri means the She'eri of Mishpachtai, the She'eri of Mishpachas Av. So Kumtais, there is no Pasuk telling you aim Yashins, and male the aim doesn't Yashin. That's what the Renan LeBeiker wants to say, Pshat. But the Rishbam is Mefurish not the way. The Rishbam is Mefurish that in the Havman of both the Aim and the Av Yarshin. And the Shaila is, so what about if they're not around? Why is the Mishmash only go to the Av and not to the Aim? So Dasach Mibashit, the pasuk that says when the Satim is Nachlosa La'achayoviv, is telling you that the Din She'eroi, which means Aim, doesn't have Mishmash. It's Afkov, the Din Mishmash of the Mishmash, of the Yerusha's Aim. Hagufa. She'eroi in the Havman, it means Aim. So the Aim Yarshins together with the Av. But if the Aim is not around, so she has no kayach to Yarshim Mekever to give it to bring the Yerusha to her Kraven, because the Pasuk says, Emein Le'achim and Asad Nechzlosser La'chei Aviv. It says, Klar, that the Chiyimai don't get the Yerusha. In them state Afka, that the Aim doesn't have it in Mishmush. So that's how the Rishbam learns, that the Gemara's Havman and Bechal didn't know the Din the Mishbachas name Kuri Mishbachas. So now the Gemara's Havman and Held, if She'eri Kimin Av, She'eri Kimin Aim, it says She'eri Vich, it says She'eri Imcha, so why shouldn't the Aim get the Yerusha together with the Av? You should bring a raya from the fact that Mishmash only goes by the Av because it says La'achi Av, if it doesn't say La'achi Imai. And Echanami, that pasuk will be mafkir that the Mishmash can't go to the Achi Aim. It can only go to the Achi Av. That the Aim can't Yarshim together to bring the Yerusha to her Kravim. You see, there's another time also that will cause a Sabbis Nachala. The Gemara Darshan's later, that only a Basi Reshus Nachala could have a problem that she could bring the Nachala to the other Shevet, because when a Basi Yarshins and she gets married, so her sons or her husbands from the other Shevet, so the Nachala will go to the other Shevet. If you're going to say that an Aim could have a Yerushas Mishmash, so then every time the Nachala can go to the other Shevet, any time, even a Basi that's not Yereshus Nachala, any time a man from a Shevet marries a woman from another Shevet, so if they have children, those children, if they die without children, so the Nachla is going to end up half of it by the Aim Shevet. And the Pasuk only says the Din of Asavas Nachla by a Basi Reshus Nachla. But Al Kopanim, if that has to shtim with She'er meaning Aim, you could say Pashit, that the fact that it says when Asadim is Nachla Selachi Ovim, or the fact that Asavas Nachla is only by a Basi Reshus Nachla, that would tell you, that would be Afkar, that there's no Mishmush by the Aim. But it wouldn't be Afkar, there's no Yusha by the Aim. That's a Vat Pshat in the Rishbam. The Rishbam says that She'eri should be aiming both the Av and the Aim with Yashin, because the Gemara didn't know the Mishbacha same Kriya Mishbacha. What about Mishmush? The Teretz says Mishmush is Afkar for Mishmush, because it says for Satok Slos Lachi Aviv. That's a Vat Pshat in the Rishbam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.